Let's read together Jeremiah chapters 40 and 41. In Jeremiah chapter 40, we have the account of Gedaliah, who was made governor of Judah by the Babylonians. And in Jeremiah chapter 41, we have the account of the assassination of Governor Gedaliah by Ishmael and his fellow cutthroats. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 12 of chapter 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him bound in chains among all who were carried away captive from Jerusalem and Judah, who were carried away captive to Babylon. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord your God has pronounced this doom on this place. Now the Lord has brought it and has done just as he said, because you, the people, have sinned against the Lord and not obeyed his voice. Therefore, this thing has come upon you. And now look, I free you this day from the chains that were on your hand. If it seems good to you to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will look after you. But if it seems wrong for you to come with me to Babylon, remain here. See, all the land is before you. Wherever it seems good and convenient for you to go, go there." So the captain of the guard gave him rations and a gift and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people who were left in the land. And when all the captains of the armies who were in the fields, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, governor in the land, and had committed to him men, women, children, and the poorest of the land who had not been carried away captive to Babylon, then they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, took an oath before them and their men, saying, "Do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. As for me, I will indeed dwell at Mizpah and serve the Chaldeans who come to us. But you gather wine and summer fruit and oil, put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities that you have taken. Likewise, when all the Jews who were in Moab among the Ammonites and Edom, and who were in all the countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah, and that he had set over them Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, then all the Jews returned out of all the places where they had been driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruit in abundance." Let's begin our study of these chapters, Jeremiah chapters 40 and 41, with some background notes. In Jeremiah chapter 39, we had the record of the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC. King Zedekiah tried to escape, but he was captured, blinded by Nebuchadnezzar, and sent to Babylon as a captive. Most of the people who were not killed in the slaughter were carried away into exile to Babylon. Only the poor people and refugees were left in the land under the leadership of Gedaliah, the puppet governor whom Nebuchadnezzar put in charge. As for Jeremiah, we see here in chapter 40 that he was given a choice by Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard. Jeremiah could either go to Babylon with the rest of the captives or stay with the people in the land under the leadership of Governor Gedaliah. Verse 4. Now, why were the Babylonians so nice to Jeremiah, even giving him rations and a gift, as we see at the end of verse 5? Answer. Remember, Jeremiah had told King Zedekiah and the people not to fight the Babylonians, but rather to surrender. Surrender was the only means for saving their lives. Notice in verses 2 and 3 here in Jeremiah chapter 40, how Jeremiah's prophecy of judgment on Jerusalem was known by the Babylonians. When Jeremiah came to Governor Gedaliah in Mizpah, which was the new government center, a number of people were gathered there, including the poor people who had been left in the land, the remaining guerrilla forces who now came out of hiding, and the returning Jewish refugees from the surrounding foreign nations where they had escaped. And that brings us to our first doctrinal point. Leaders have a responsibility to review bad reports. Leaders have a responsibility to review bad reports. Verses 13 through 16. Moreover, Johanan, the son of Korea, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah at Mizpah and said to him, "Do you certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to murder you?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, did not believe them. Then Johanan, the son of Korea, spoke secretly to Gedaliah at Mizpah, saying, Let me go, please. I will kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no one will know it. Why should he murder you? So that all the Jews who are gathered to you would be scattered, and the remnant in Judah perish. But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, the son of Kareah, you shall not do this thing, for you speak falsely concerning Ishmael. Governor Gedaliah seems to have been a good man, and we see from verse 12 that things prospered in Judah under his short puppet governorship. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, did not like submitting to Governor Gedaliah, and we see that he was plotting to kill Gedaliah with the backing of Baalis, the king of the Ammonites. Now, we know from chapter 41 that Ishmael had royal connections and was therefore probably jealous of Gedaliah and angry with the circumstances that led to Gedaliah being chosen as governor. We learn in verses 13 and 14 that Johanan, the military commander, knew of Ishmael's plot and informed Gedaliah and even offered to take care of the problem. But we see in verse 14 that Gedaliah did not believe the report and told General Johanan that he was lying. Verse 16, as the leader of God's people, Gedaliah should not have been so naive and trustworthy of those who had not yet proved their loyalty. Gedaliah should have at least checked out the report of Johanan, his trusted military advisor. Leaders have a responsibility to review bad reports. Now, not every bad report is true, but at least bad reports should be checked out. Illustration. I know of a Christian businessman who almost had his business stolen from him by an unscrupulous subordinate, because he didn't check out the bad reports about this dishonest and disloyal employee. The same is true in the church. Church leaders have a responsibility to review bad reports. Not every bad report is true, but they should be checked out. Leaders have a responsibility to review bad reports. Let's continue reading Jeremiah chapter 41, the first 9 verses. Now it came to pass in the 7th month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal family and of the officers of the king, came with 10 men to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. And there they ate bread together in Mizpah. Then Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him arose and struck Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with a sword and killed him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also struck down all the Jews who were with him, that is, with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found there, the men of war. And it happened on the 2nd day after he had killed Gedaliah, when as yet no one knew it, that certain men came from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, 80 men. Now Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he went along. And it happened as he met them that he said to them, come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. So it was, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah killed them and cast them into the midst of a pit, he and the men who were with him. But 10 men were found among them who said to Ishmael, do not kill us, for we have treasures of wheat, barley, oil, and honey in the field. So he desisted and did not kill them among their brethren. Let's consider a few background notes for Jeremiah chapter 41. In this chapter, we see that Ishmael not only assassinated Governor Gedaliah, but he also killed many of Gedaliah's officials, and he also slaughtered a large group of pilgrims coming from the north to offer sacrifices in Jerusalem where the temple had been before it was destroyed. Ishmael posed as if he was mourning the fall of Jerusalem and then killed all of the pilgrims except 10 men who bargained for their lives in exchange for hidden food supplies. What an evil man was this Ishmael. And that brings us to our second doctrinal point. Leaders have a responsibility to remove bad persons. Leaders have a responsibility to remove bad persons. Verses 10 through 18. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters, and all the people who remained in Mizpah. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, carried them away captive and departed to go over to the Ammonites. But when Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had done, they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and they found him by the great pool that is in Gibeon. Then all the people whom Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned around and came back and went to Johanan, the son of Kareah. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the Ammonites. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him took from Mizpah all the rest of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Kimham, which is near Bethlehem, as they went on their way to Egypt because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had murdered Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had made governor in the land. After Ishmael did his evil work, he tried to make his way with his captives over to the country of Ammon for protection from the Babylonians, who were sure to avenge the assassination of Gedaliah, Nebuchadnezzar's hand-picked governor. General Johanan, the military leader, did the right thing to pursue Ishmael and do what he could to remove this evil man from the scene. And leaders must do the same today. Evil people must be removed from their place of power and influence. Church leaders, for example, must remove bad people from church fellowship, whether they be heretics or immoral people. Many examples could be given. Leaders have a responsibility to remove bad persons. Practical application from these two chapters in Jeremiah. Your present good actions are not responsible for the future sins of others. Your present good actions are not responsible for the future sins of others. Now, for our practical application from these two chapters of Jeremiah, look again at verse 9 of chapter 41. Now the pit into which Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain because of Gedaliah was the same one Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled it with the slain. Now we learn from 1 Kings chapter 15 and 2 Chronicles chapter 16 that good King Asa had constructed this cistern as part of his good deeds of trying to defend Judah from the attacks of wicked King Baasha of the northern kingdom of Israel. Now here in Jeremiah chapter 41, wicked Ishmael uses this same cistern as part of his evil plans. Now does this make good King Asa partly responsible for Ishmael's sinful use of this cistern? No, of course not. Ishmael bore full responsibility for his evil deeds. Now, it's true, we should always try to think through how our present actions could possibly be used for evil purposes in the future. But let's face it, just about anything we do or make in the present could be used for evil in the future, including church buildings and ministries. So don't become paralyzed in the present. Remember, your present good actions are not responsible for the future sins of others.